This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The fracturing we witness is not accidental. It is the hand of Yahuwah dismantling the false structures of Edom, revealing the emptiness at their core. They build with vanity, with the synthetic, seeking to imitate life itself, but offering only shadows. And in this exposing, a call rings out to scattered Israel, a call to remember our covenant identity, to return to the substance of Zion. Look around. This world is choked by the artificial. Polymers, plastics, synthetic fibers, a rebellion against the natural order. They clothe nations, masking the skin Yahuwah formed in His own image. This isn't progress, it's a symptom. A sickness of rejection, a turning away from the Creator and His perfect design. This is the spirit of Edom, always striving to supplant Israel, to mimic our calling without embracing the covenant. They offer imitations, shadows of the true, and Yahuwah is dismantling their structures, revealing the hollowness within. Obadiah 1:10, their strength is a lie, their wealth a mirage. We see this fracturing playing out even now. Reports surface of instability, of systems straining under their own weight. The governor of Michigan withdrawing National Guard from the Capitol, a weakening of centralized control, a ripple of chaos through Edom's power structures. And alongside this, escalating tensions, orchestrated conflicts, a desperate attempt to maintain dominance through force. Yeshayahu foretold the scattering of Edom's power, Yeshayahu 34:24. A breaking of their false strength. But this is not merely about the fall of empires. It is about the awakening of Israel. While Edom crumbles, the covenant remnant is stirring, remembering the path home. And that path is not paved with the fleeting fashions of Babylon, but with the enduring substance of Zion. Consider the Kochim, Aharon and his sons, serving in the Miskan. What did they wear? Not shimmering silks, not manufactured blends. They were clothed in garments of linen, woven from the flax Yahuwah provided. Exodus 28:4, linen, a natural fiber breathed with the earth, a testament to Yahuwah's creation. It was a garment of holiness, a symbol of their dedication to the covenant. This is a pattern, a principle. Yahuwah calls us to return to the natural, to embrace the authentic, to express our identity not through imitation, but through alignment with His will. This isn't about rejecting all technology, but about discerning what honors the Creator and what defiles His creation. It's about recognizing that true substance lies not in what we make, but in what Yahuwah has made. And yet, even as we speak, Edom continues its relentless persecution of Israel. The Supreme Court rulings enabling mass deportations of the scattered remnant, the suffering in places like Afghanistan and Gaza, these are not isolated incidents. They are echoes of Devarim 28:68, the prophesied exile, the scattering of Israel among the nations. Edom's hand is visible in every act of displacement, every expression of hatred. They seek to silence the voice of the covenant, to extinguish the flame of truth. But Yahuwah will not allow it. He is gathering His people, drawing them back to Himself. The signs are all around us. The awakening is happening, even amidst the chaos and the suffering. This is not a call to passively await rescue. It is a call to actively participate in the restoration, to rebuild our lives upon the foundation of the covenant, to live in harmony with the natural order, to remember who we are as Israel. To clothe ourselves not in the synthetic fabrics of Babylon, but in the linen of truth. To be a light unto the nations, a testament to the power and the glory of Yahuwah. And as Edom's conflicts escalate, the battles in Ukraine, the tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, the looming confrontation between Israel and Iran, remember Yeshayahu's prophecy, Yeshayahu 38:9. These are not random events. They are orchestrated by Edom, a desperate attempt to maintain control to prevent the restoration of Israel. But their efforts are in vain. Yahuwah reigns supreme. Even the very heavens declare His judgment. Reports of unprecedented heat waves, boiling oceans, ecological disruption, these are not merely environmental concerns. They are signs of Yahuwah's intensifying judgment upon a wicked world, Yahl 2:31, a warning to those who reject His covenant, a promise of restoration for those who embrace it. Israel's relentless pursuit of power, their defiance of Yahuwah's warnings, their embrace of perpetual war, this echoes the idolatry of ancient Edom, Malachi 1:5. They seek security in strength, in technology, in alliances, but true security lies only in Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.